It's Wednesday, the 2nd of March, 8 a.m. And yesterday's rotten weather. Appears to have gone, and we are back to very calm and a frosty morning. So, a very quick change again. But then they do say that, or we do say that in Scotland, that you can have five seasons in one day. Yeah, we have an additional season here. It's indescribable at times. There's a big crow sits right in the topmost twig of the big blue line there. Pretty much grey skies this morning though, mottled skies, light, dark, and in the southern sky, the sun is doing its damnedest to get out. It's funny how we use expressions like that, eh? And the sun isn't actually trying to do anything. Doesn't matter, does it? It helps us to believe. Yeah, the sun's gonna punch a hole through the clouds here about now. Oh my. Yeah. Had a bit of a good sleep up until again the latter half of the morning, or the night, I should say, the latter half of the night. But I felt as if I had a decent sleep, except near wake up time, and I felt discomfort, but I wasn't going to get up. I was very tired. But this morning I'm feeling okay. Funny thing was, I was in the shower. Well, in the shower every morning, but I was in the shower. I washed myself and just having a wee soak, and suddenly I felt a pain in the outside edge of my left foot. My left foot. I know a film about that. Where did that come from? Because it wasn't there up until that point, even when I was moving about in the shower, washing myself, as you do. And it lingered for about 5 minutes, and apparently it's gone now. Oh my, who can figure? But apart from that, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling in decent fettle. Physically, I'm feeling good. I always have kind of tired and heavy legs in the morning. I don't know why it's been like that for a long, long while. Some mornings really bad, you know, just like, oh god, I'm walking about here with lead weights. This morning, not too bad at all, actually. They do take a wee while to free off. I don't know why. Well, I guess it's like my back and my head. where all these different parts of my body do need that running period, the run-in period every morning, you know. Yeah, give the head an hour or two, give the back an hour or two, give the legs an hour or two. but feeling okay. I feel as if I need to do things, but in the garden, I mean, I should expect that in the garden. and I've been feeling that way for a wee while, just the urge to get into the garden. But it's crazy to even attempt it at this time. It's either totally sodden, or it's frozen on top and totally sodden below, or it's a muck hole, or... but anyway, if we get another nice spell, we spell a nice weather, I should say. A nice spell, yeah, okay. If we get another wee spell of nice weather, I'm at least going to grab a big rake and rake all the stuff off the grass and the grass. Oh my god. Yeah. I take all those leaves off, there'll be no grass below. At least one good thing about it is I should have a healthy population of earthworms. I remember a while ago, and I'm going back quite a bit now, a few years, I remember finding New Zealand flatworms in the garden. Well, not in the garden, but in below pots, because that's where I like to linger. It must have been with some plants I bought from a garden centre. I remember they were highlighted at the time to watch out for them. So I went looking and I found them. And I killed them. Because those little buggers go about killing my earthworms. And I wasn't having it. So for weeks, if not months, I was... Semper Vigil. How do you say it? Semper Vigil. Semper Vigilo. Yes. About New Zealand flatworms. Lifting pots all the time, turning them over on their side, keeping an eye on things. Horrible little buggers. Anyway, haven't seen one since way back then, and I watch where I buy plants from there. And I know when I dig the garden, there's loads of healthier ones normally. Although that's been a year, probably, well, maybe not quite a year, but maybe about 9 months. I have no idea why I mentioned that. But the garden's coming away, isn't it? See new growth coming on the hard geranium already, would you believe? The one in front of me shoots, not many, but they're there, and bulbs are erupting throughout the garden. Yes. The big wood pigeons are, it looks as if they're nesting in the big woodlandy, about two-thirds of the way up, because I've seen quite a few over the past couple of weeks gliding in. Have you ever seen a big fat wood pigeon gliding in anything? Yeah, they're great at gliding, but when they get to their destination, it's a bit of a gamble. Entirely comical. But yeah, so I've seen that, and there's one just went in again. So they must be nesting there. Which hopefully will mean that the magpies would try nesting in there this year, because if there's one bird that will stand up to magpies, it's the big wood pigeons. I've seen them, even given the notoriety and of the magpies and the size of their beaks, the big wood pigeons have no problem seeing them off. So they are buddies in my garden. Apart from being beautiful. Oh, I'm looking forward to, so much looking forward to a warm, I forget one, a warm, or when I say warm, I mean real heat, you know, you step out the back door and you go, oh my god, come and feel the heat. One of the spring days where, okay, Let's get started. Get those sleeves rolled up. Oh my.